As we ended 2018 with the signing of the Farm Bill, we began 2019, wouldn't you know it, with a government shutdown. I'm Mike Davis, and I'm here with Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers. He's going to tell us more about agriculture-specific programs and the shutdown. What does this mean for agriculture in South Carolina, Commissioner?
Well, it means some definite inconveniences as we, I think, are in day, 18 of the shutdown. Obviously, over things with somewhat related to agriculture, with the border security, we've always advocated for an improved guest worker program, managed and well thought out, so that the crops that we grow that need to be hand harvested, we'd have a labor supply to do. But nevertheless, the shutdown continues, and finding several things that USDA would normally be doing this time of year, they are not doing. Some things they are doing, and all of which has an impact on our farmers.
Absolutely. And at this point, USDA still doing some of the things, as all government, federal government departments are doing, those that are considered mandatory and vital. But there's a lot of things that are falling through the cracks, and that has a direct effect on a lot of farmers.
Well, that's true. One of which, because of the trade issues and trying to get those squared away, we're all familiar with the market facilitation payments. I believe that those were already processed prior to the shutdown. They should still be coming somewhat timely, but nevertheless, the deadline is January 15. That's a week from today. So with the offices having been closed, I'm sure that Secretary Perdue will take this into account and modify that deadline. So I do not have that on any authority. It's just what I would expect to happen. I do know that the NRCS offices are open. The market news service that we do on behalf of farmers working with USDA, we're doing those things. SNAP benefits are still in place for the month of January. The women and infant children continue to operate. But some of the things that obviously impact farmers that are not in operation, our FCA offices are closed. I spoke with Director Peeler last week, and he didn't have any clearer picture than perhaps you or I do. But nevertheless, those are closed. And this time of year is very critical for our farmers as they make plans, and there may be some operating credit loans are due, and they need to come in and pay them and renew. So these types of things. And then one big thing last week was the World Agriculture Supply and Demand Estimates, which is a big annual report. It was delayed, so the markets have been volatile, to say the least, lately, and this is only going to add to it. So market volatility is, I guess, an indirect result of the shutdown.
Do you have any sort of feel, and maybe I don't know if from Columbia, if you're going to have any sort of inside knowledge of what's going on, but do you have any sort of feel, maybe how farmers are looking at this shutdown? Because this is, as you said, it's going to hit them directly. And while I know, as you've already alluded to, that farmers have been generally supportive of President Trump and of his immigration initiatives, this is going to be hitting a lot of farmers squarely in the pocketbook, at least for the time being. Do you have any feel for how farmers are looking at this shutdown and whether they continue to support the president in this?
Well, in 2018, we had such a trying year with two hurricanes. The markets softened because of the trade discussions. Mm-hmm. Input prices not softening, so I have a feel that a lot of our farmers are stressed much more than usual. Does the shutdown add to it? Yes. If they are a user of FSA for funding or for loan guarantees, from their local lenders, a lot of the loan guarantees are critical for credit extension. So it is one more piece of a very challenging 12 months that the South Carolina farmer has endured.
Absolutely. Anything you'd like to add, Commissioner?
Well, let's cross our fingers and say a prayer that that all the politics will be put aside and our leaders in Washington will reach an agreement and get things operating again and soon.
With Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers, I'm Mike Davis. That's today's topic on the Southern Farm Network.